welcome to this episode of the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. I'm Lance Carter. If you haven't heard of Louisa Krauss, just wait a couple minutes, because her name's soon going to be on your radar. Louisa recently starred in the South by Southwest hit King Kelly and had a short film, Double or Nothing, which was written by Neil Abute, premiere at the Tribeca Film Festival. And as I was talking to her, she was getting ready to fly out to Seattle to film You Can't Win, a project co-written, produced, and starring Michael Pitt, the star of Boardwalk Empire. She's previously appeared on Law & Order and Law & Order Criminal Intent, Blue Bloods, and last year's great indie hit, Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene. I talked to Louisa about how she got her start, King Kelly, You Can't Win, and how she got Neil Abute's phone number. I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers, because every tiny little click does help. And don't forget, we also sell casting director and agent mailing labels and have a bunch of other cool actor services available. You can check all of that out on the site, dailyactor.com. And now, here's Louisa.
You're, like, in a, I guess, pretty good place right now. I mean, you had King Kelly at South By, and then this week your short, Double or Nothing, written by some guy named Neil Abute. I have heard of him. That's playing at Tribeca.
Yes. I know. Super, super excited. Directed by my brother.
Yes, that too. Yeah.
So, and I'm leaving tomorrow. I'm leaving tomorrow to go be in You Can't Win, which is Michael Pitt's producing it. And he's co-writing it. It's an autobiography. Jack Black's autobiography. Not the Jack Black that, you know, the current Jack Black, uh-huh. But the Jack Black of the 1890s. So I have a supporting role in that.
Nice.
I'm super excited. Now I get to be Irish and I get to age.
Age from like what age to what age?
Like I get to age a good, like, I would say like 15 years. Nice. Yeah. 10 to 15 years. Yeah. For like, I'm like 20, early 20s, like 24. Well, I'm actually 25 when he finds me.
Let's talk about King Kelly. So,
yeah,
the film was made from actual camera phone footage.
Yeah, we did shoot on iPhones as well as little Canon Elf cameras to you know, be like an iPhone. But yeah, I mean, shooting that movie, there was so much creative power because, you know, I mean, yeah, the DP would show us, you know, like what would be good to keep a shot steady or, you know, block out. You know, so we wouldn't catch like the reflection of a camera in a car or whatever, how to do that. But I mean, we really had like free range, and a lot of times they would have no idea what was, like, they'd be in another room, the director and the DP, and we would be just doing our own thing in a bedroom, you know, and then they would, once they could watch playback. But I mean, it was just so, you know, so real. I mean, that's what my character was all about, you know, filming, obsessed with becoming famous. So she's filming everything, and it just, yeah, I mean, it was like the realest that you can get, you know?
Yeah. How did you get the part?
We were our own movie crew. I'm my own movie crew.
Now, you said that, I mean, you kind of shot a lot of your own footage. Did they give you, like, did they say, okay, we need you to show this part, this and this, or was it just up to you? You could film whatever the heck you wanted.
No, it was very clear and laid out for us. But I mean, like, you know, you can't, there's only so much control you can, you know, I mean, we're going to be in a room together, you know, if I'm in a room with somebody and we're playing around and trying to figure out what would be best for my striptease, you know, it's not, I mean, there's only so much you can kind of block out, you know, but I mean, because we're humans and we've got these cameras and they're extensions of our characters, you know, but we were very, I mean, everything, all the scenes, everything was written. It was very clear as to what was going to be happening, you know. Yeah, that was all very clear. But sometimes, like for instance, the scene where I go in to the kitchen when all the women are cooking in the kitchen, and it's the 4th of July. I mean, that was kind of, you know, I knew I was going to go in there and chat with my family. But like all that stuff with like the little like cheese ball, and that was all actually that came out of that. That was all improv. I mean, I kicked a cheese ball at one point. I mean, I wasn't planning on doing that. That just happened. I mean, so there are little moments. There are little moments that you can get when you're doing that kind of film work. But we had a very clear, all the scenes and all of the dialogue. Everything was mapped out, you know.
Yeah.
But there was this freedom too, because you know I wanted to have fun. Kelly's fun. Kelly. You know, and I got to, but that even the ability to have fun was given to me by that part, you know, like, and the mastermind behind that is Andrew Neil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about Double or Nothing. How did you and your brother, as you said, is also the director, how'd you guys get involved in this? Because I know you did Neely Butte's play In a Dark, Dark House a while back, right? I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, my brother called me up and was like, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, I'm doing my thesis project, and I want you to be in it, and I don't know what it's going to be. And I was like, well, yeah, I'm definitely, you know, he's like, well, are you going to be free to be able to shoot? You know, I was like, yeah, of course. Because I had done some small, when he was an undergrad, I had worked with him a few times, and we grew up together doing theater, and he choreographed too when we were younger, he would choreograph, and he's just like, this incredible artist, and I look up to him, and I he choreographed a dance that I would have been a long time. I mean, I know that I'm just so thrilled that he is now a director, because you know the world needs more great directors that are like, anyways, blah blah blah. How do we get involved? So I was like, you know what? Let me call up Neil to see if he has anything that he could, you know, maybe he has written something that, you know, that you could use. And so I called him, and he said he didn't have anything, but he said, you know what, let me see if something comes to me. You know, I'd love to write a part for you and let you, and he had actually met my brother at the, In a Dark, Dark House premiere way back. So he knew who he was, and I said, you know, your work will be in good hands. And then Neil shot him the script. It was amazing. He shot him a script, and Nat loved it, and then the ball began to roll from there.
That's a good phone number to have, you know, Neil Butte.
Yeah, he's a great friend. He's a friend, and he's also I value quality work, and I know he values quality work, and I think we both admire each other. Yeah. He's great.
How did the rest of the cast get involved? Because, I mean, you got some good people there, you know, Keith David.
Yeah. Andrew Carlberg, my brother's producer, contacted, I think, the representation of both Adam Brody and Keith David. My brother wrote out this dream list of people, and actually Adam and Keith were at the top of the list, so it was pretty amazing that he was able to get his top picks, you know. And also another thing was, we shot that thing in one night because of availability.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That it was 15 pages of dialogue, and we shot it not even in a full night because of there, you know, it was like a few hours. It was insane. But because Nat is so like specific and right on and knows what he wants, it was easy. It wasn't a challenge, really. I mean, it was actually fun to like, you know, just go for it.
Yeah. How did you get your start? Like, you, we talked a couple minutes ago. You're from Falls Church. You always want to do this?
Yes, I knew I was put on this earth to do this. I got my start. I grew up in the arts, and my parents really supported the arts. I danced. I grew up dancing. We're a quarter Okinawan. My dad is half Japanese, and that whole island over there dances. So I feel like, and also there's such nice people. Like, they're just so jolly and happy. I feel like having that in my blood has really helped in, you know, in this career. I mean, you have to, I just feel like having Okinawan island blood in me has somehow helped in my career. I don't know how, but I know it has. That's so funny. But anyways, yeah, I think it's just being kind and spreading happiness. Yeah. But anyways, yeah, I did dancing, and then I would always be singing and dancing around the house, and then I was going the pro dance track at Washington School of Ballet. My brother, too, danced with Washington Ballet. We were Clara and Fritz together in the Nutcracker. And then I did, in high school, I had this incredible theater director, which was my first kind of taste of, like, real inspiring theater and being my first real training. We were exposed to great literature, and I played such a wide range of characters in high school, and that when I went to conservatory for college, I knew I was ready to do it, and I just had to go, because the faculty supported me, and they were like, go give it a shot, you know. So I left early, and then I got a job at a Gauntlet Playhouse in Aida. Mm-hmm. and that was my first professional job as a slave dancer. And I got my Equity card. Nice. And then I got some film stuff, and I got, you know, other great theater. You know, I did Odette's, I did Rocket to the Moon, and Dangerous Liaisons, and then I, you know, film-wise, I was in The Babysitters, which was my first kind of bigger movie. And then it's been picking up film-wise for me, which has been really great. It's exciting to see. And also, I've been lucky that I've gotten to play a range of characters. You know, I'm not limited. I'm about to go do this Irish part where I get to age, you know? I'm, like, so excited. I just think that's rare. That's rare, and I want to keep stretching, you know, or not stretching, but just keep transforming and you know, playing all these different people.
Yeah, because usually, like, newer, I guess, to the scene, like, where people haven't, you know, seen a lot of people's work, they have to play the same part, like, you know, 15, 20 times.
Right.
And it seems you've escaped that.
Yeah, it's been, yeah. So, and it's, you know, another thing is, there are so many, in theater, like, I got to do Iphigenia and Iphigenia 2.0, and I got to play Becky Thatcher. I love Becky Thatcher. I got to play it. And that was, like, one of the best. That was so much fun, and I needed that in my life so badly right then. I was actually taking classes at Columbia, because I have yet to get my undergraduate degree, and I don't know what it would be in, but I was taking up liberal arts classes at Columbia because things had slowed down a little bit. But then I booked, you know, Adventures of Tom Sawyer, and I took the job. I was like, you know what, I want to do this again, and I went, and I got to be a kid again, and it was so much fun, and I got to learn about Mark Twain, you know, and, well, see his house in Hartford, Connecticut, but that's something that's so weird. More roles for young women in film are like, they're like damaged women, and, you know, it's, or, you know, you've got, there's got to be nudity or this, that, you know, I mean, I only do nudity if it's really makes sense in the movie, you know, if it's really necessary. But, yeah, it's kind of sucks that there aren't, I don't know, like, we can't just do all the Shakespeare plays and put them on, like, put, I don't know, make, like, the theater roles aren't, or the young women parts aren't, there aren't, I don't know, do you know what I'm trying to say? A lot of parts I get a range of parts, but most of them are, like, younger women that are somewhat damaged, lost, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, it could be funny, it could be sad, you know, that could be a comedy, I could do a tragedy, but that usually is the better stuff out there, I mean, you know, and it's interesting, but I want to do more, you know, like Becky Thatcher parts. But those aren't really that interesting. I don't know. We have to find that part where that's just where I don't have to get where there's no necessary nudity, and I can be, you know, like a biopic part, but for a young woman. You know what I mean? Like, something smart. Not that what I'm saying hasn't been smart at all. Everything is super smart, but, you know, I'm, like, ready for a biopic now. Like, I want to do a biopic. I want to do, or a fake one, or, you know, I don't know. I want to, yeah,
you
like a...
We need to find you somebody in history who died young.
Yes, yes, yes.
Do you prefer theater over film? Like, what's really sort of your driving force? Like, before, like, when you, I guess, moved to New York, what was your main goal? Or is it just to work on anything?
I was like, I'll do whatever I can get, you know, that I want to do, but I would say I want to do more film stuff. I just really love film, but there's nothing can beat that, the rush that you get on stage, you know, but I feel like in theater or film, I always, if I'm performing or even as an audience member, I always want to like reach this elevated state. You know, I want to just be, submerged and confronted with this like, with seeing and experiencing life at its truest sense, you know, but elevated. And that's why I do it. That's why, you know, I love to go to the theater. I love to go see a great movie. And you know, when you leave a theater, movie theater or theater, you know, those ones that get you shaking or your adrenaline going, you know, it's just, it's the best. It's really, there's nothing like it. And I believe that can be reached in theater and in film. So I just want to do whatever comes my way that I can do.
When your agent calls you with an audition and you get sent the slides, what's the first things that you start to work on, start to focus on to get you, I guess, prepped?
Yeah, that's good. When an agent calls me, well, first I will read the script, you know, and then I look at... Actually, no, first I read the sides, and then I read the script. So I know, like, when I'm going through the script, I'm like, oh, okay, here's that audition scene. And then I just think about the character and in the specific scene and just finding out, I read it a bunch of times. And I prepare it. Yeah, it's just being honest with words.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you have to do. Like, and having a sense of who you are saying those words.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's being honest with the words and having a sense of who you are saying those words.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to, like, know who you are saying those words because, you know, I mean, do you know yourself? Like, how, you know, it's like that's too complex and that gets too hard. Like, it's really actually simple. And I think that and spontaneity is so important and instinct, because that's what's alive and real and that's what's happening in life. People are, you know, it's action reaction and not planned. It's not planned. So you just gotta like throw yourself into whichever moment you're performing and commit to the moment, and listen and react and have a sense of who you are. And you can find out and you get those clues from the script, you know, and then all of who you are, you know, in addition to all of that. And then also who you think this other person is, like taking on all of that. It's really fun. It's very, It's like we're crazy, but it's like we're witches or
oh, we're definitely crazy.
Yeah, we're like mercurial beings. Like mercurial, I don't know. I love it. I love it.
What's your advice to actors?
my advice? My advice would be to persevere, definitely persevere, work hard, commit fully, and don't, you know, when and in auditions, I say, this is what I've told people, is you know, if you mess up at an audition, you know, and you worked hard, don't, you know, they're like, oh, keep going or whatever, I don't know, but just don't go back. Don't be afraid to say, wait a second, can I go back? This is so bad, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, don't have fear. Like, just because you worked on it and you know, and be able to, like, relax and take the time to relax and do it again, you know, or, yeah, or stay in it. If you mess up, stay in it and you know, you can, whatever, just be who you are and I don't know, keep going, keep persevering, just, yeah. Yeah, commit.
Thanks, Louisa, and thank you guys for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thank you again for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.